Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! Pay tithes of mint and ruin of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." One of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people great burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. This past Monday, a very kind parishioner invited me to go with him to the Dodger game. And anytime you go to an event where there's a lot of people, it's always hard to walk without bumping into people, is it not? And as I was walking towards my seat, this young man was walking towards me, and he walked right into me. And he opened his eyes, and he said, "Father Ricky, am I in trouble?" It was one of our seventh graders here at school. And we had school that day, and he was so worried that he was going to get in trouble. And I laughed, and I said, "Mijo, you're fine. You're with your dad. I'm glad you're here." I was able to go because our office was closed. But it made me chuckle because his first reaction wasn't excitement that he saw me. He was so afraid he was going to get in trouble. My dear friends, I could have been mean and told the principal, but he was with his dad. He should have been there. He was having family time. So what are these readings telling us? That yes, rules are important, but the most important law is the law of God. And sometimes we get so fixated on the details, and sometimes that could turn us into being very rigid. And that's not what discipleship is. Yes, rules are important. Yes, laws are important. But the biggest law that we need to follow is the love of God. So if we follow all the rules of the church, but we lack charity and love, we're missing the whole point. The rules that we have should cause us to be better disciples, to love even more, to have more patience and kindness and charity and compassion. And that's what we need now more than ever, my friends. Our job as disciples is to not be like the Pharisees. Being a Pharisee is actually very easy. What do you get to do all day? Point out the faults in other people. And being a disciple is much harder, because that is where we're called to be patient and loving. So my dear friends, Jesus is asking us today in this gospel to follow the law that he gave us, which is to love above all else. So who is our Lord asking you to love today? Who is he asking you to love? Let's pray on that right now.